This is ear training class. Today we're going to do the minors, but before we do that, we're going to review the majors. The majors that we did last week, which is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8. Alright? So if I play it in a chord, that's our key, and then I play one of those intervals, don't watch my hands, okay? Name the, I can't believe I just said that. Name the interval.
Octave.
Yeah, I said it. I was like, so that's silly. But yeah, and so how do they know that? It's because it gets associated with somewhere over the rainbow. You don't have necessarily have to be able to sing, but it helps. And so anywhere I play a note and ask them to sing somewhere over the rainbow or to hear it in their heads, if I went, and for those who sing, sing the next note in Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Exactly. And as you get to know your fretboard, you'll know how to find that note as well. But you need the first part, which is to recognize the sound of it, and the way you recognize it is by associating the tune. Right? Next, the interval of the... Oh, I shouldn't tell you what's next. All right, you know what? I'm gonna vary it up and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6... Or 8. We already did 8, so it's going to be one of the others. Here we go.
Four.
It's a 4. And that's because it's Here Comes the Bride. Here comes the bride. Right? So this is stuff you just got to memorize. Let's do another one. Oh, by the way, if I play... Before I move on, if I play a different note somewhere else, like... What would the fourth sound like from there? Someone's doing it, yeah. And there's a 4. Right? So good. You guys are doing well. All right, moving on. Next one. So there's our tonic. She said 2. And did we do a song for it? The answer is 2. It's Do Re. But did we do a song for that? I think we did Do.
And it's 2 because it's... I would have said 1 step.
Correct. You're correct. Okay. So the tonic is 1.
Okay, so that counts as a second level in the scale.
Absolutely. You heard that as what we call a step. Okay. Step, that gets confusing. A step just means... You move from note to note within a scale, but you already saw a scale can be,
so that would be
wholes eight. And halves, so a step doesn't necessarily mean a half or a whole, it just means the next note in the scale.
Okay.
Alright, so that's very good that you all heard that. Were you able to hear that? Great, you guys are off to a great start. Here's another one. Oh, by the way, if I sing another note, or play another note, you know, sing what the 2 would sound like. And the way you would do that is to sing the Julie Andrews... The same song, like the do, a di. So sing the second note of that song. And hold it if you can. Well, that's the tonic. You were right. That you're singing the tonic. Now sing the Julie Andrews. Yeah, and sing the second note out, like a hold a note. Perfect. Can you do it?
Nope.
But you can hear it.
I can hear it.
But. Yeah, you don't have to sing in this class, but that's perfect, exactly. Like this was 1, and then you heard la was 2.
Okay.
Perfect, you guys are off to a great start. Here's another one. Another interval, that is. Star Wars, you got it. These guys got, it's the 5th, the interval of the 5th. It's Star Wars. 1, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 8. Faster than I can say it.
Yeah.
Very good. The sound of the octave is very distinctive. And if you play a different note like...
The sound of the octave or the 5th?
The 5th. If you play a different note like... You know, boom, what's the 5th going to sound like? Yeah. In ear training, if it's too low, you just go up an octave. So very good. So have we done them all? We did didn't do three yet. So here's three. And that one was obla-di.
Obla-di, obla-da. This is the third, yay.
We didn't do sixth, that's right. So if I give you, before we move on to sixth, if I give you another note, and you sing obla-di to yourself, starting on this note. Can you do it? Okay. Those of you who aren't shy, sing the third of this. Nice, because it's obla-di. Nice job. We'll get there. And then the last one we did last week was the sixth. So, now this one is, for those of you who are old enough to remember the NBC logo from television.
NBC.
And we have two young people here in the room. Probably don't know what that is. That's right. Younger, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a faux pas.
Everybody looks around to decide which two is
right. So, the NBC. I don't know any other song to use for that.
Sort of
my body goes over. There you go. What's that?
It's also the subway tone.
Yeah,
stopping now.
There you go. There you go. You use that. And this is what I said last week. Like, use your own songs more than the prescribed. There are no prescribed songs. It's just whatever gets you there. But that's very good. I like that. It's a subway tone. Is this New York or is this England? And then he said, "My Bonnie lies over the ocean." Thank you for reminding us. My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. You ever heard that song?
Yes.
Bring back my Bonnie to me. Whatever. All right. So you guys are doing very well. Now I'm going to test you guys. So the two new people, you know, do the best you can, but you'll learn these retrospectively. Because we're going to, after that, move on from the review to the main thing, which is the minors, the intervals we didn't do. Here's the test. It could be any of the intervals we did before. And I suppose, don't call it out. Just internalize what it is. And then I'll ask you to raise your hand. And we'll do it like that. We'll do it democratically like that. So here it is. Again. Guys were all correct. That was the fifth. Well done. Here's the next one. Again. Oh, that was correct. It's the octave. Here's the next one. Again. You guys are rocking it. Every single person thought it was the two. So that's very good, because if you sang, you know, so if you're ever unsure, you simply sing the, you know, you would go da da, and then sing do, you know. For example, if you're unsure whether it's a fourth or a fifth, if I went like this, you know, and you're like, that's a fifth, so I sing and it doesn't match up, but then you try Here Comes the Bride. Here comes the bride. Yep, that's it. And then no one can tell you you're wrong. You just know it. When you know it, you know it. You know, ear training is like that. You do have to experiment a little bit, especially when these things get harder. Right now it's not too bad because there's only certain intervals. But that's how you do it. And the only one we haven't done from the major scale yet is the 7. Right? And it sounds like this, like if you play C and then B. The example that they give on the internet is Take On Me by A-ha. So not that second verse, but this bit. Oh, so it's only the very first one. So that's the key of A. So A, that's cool. I never knew that. I never had a song for that before. So that's good. It's pretty distinctive. Like, as soon as you hear that, it's going to be easy to... So, if for those of you who could sing, yeah, absolutely. If you do a random note, you may or may not be able to sing that thing. So there's a number of ways you could do it. You could do, somebody said you go to an octave and then you go down a half step in your head. Like you go, somewhere, take on. And it's a little easier because some of these are not easy to conceptualize. But intervals, you can always work them out by other intervals. Another way to do it is you just do, in your head you would sing, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Like T. You know, so I happen to be doing C sharp, so we'll talk about how to play it in a minute, but just sing it if you would, like sing with me. I go, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Ready? And now sing do and T. Yeah, it may not be in everybody's register, but you go up an octave or down an octave. Yeah. Alright? And so the other way to do it is to do the octave and then go down. So here's somewhere. It's like the second note of, or third note of Over the Rainbow. You know, you get to the same place. So it's tough to, it may be tough to construct it on the fly in a brand new key. Like, just don't play for a second. If I do a brand new key, like, well, that one I can just hear too. But it might not always be, especially if you, depends on what came before, like if it's a totally unrelated key. Like you might not be able to grab that right away. And if you can't, do one of the two things we suggested. Sing the whole scale and stop at 7. Here we go. And then sing do and T. Or the other way is you just go down from the octave, you sing somewhere. And then do. See what I mean? All right, so the 7th seems like it's pretty easy to learn, although maybe hard to sing on the fly.
So mi is an octave, right? Take and mi.
In that song, yeah, take and.
Okay, so we can maybe.
You could use that too, yeah. It's interesting that it's the inverse of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You have somewhere, and then take on, like that. Cool. Let's move on to the minor mode. So now that we've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 5 notes left. And what are they? If you look at whole, half, whole, half, wherever there's a whole step, it means you've skipped a note, obviously. So between 1 and 2, there's a flat 2. You could also call that sharp 1. Why did I choose flat 2? It's a topic for another day, but you could call it sharp 1. And then there's flat 3. There's also flat 5, flat 6, and flat 7. And those are the 5. Mm-hmm. Right? So, probably the most distinctive of all of them is the flat 5th. And almost everyone uses, and I saw this website uses it too. By the way, I should give credit where credit is due. I don't have any sort of authority over like which tunes are better. But this one happens to be, this website where we're looking up the intervals, it happens to be flypaper.soundfly.com. So whatever. It said interval cheat sheet, you know, whatever. That's what it's called. The interval that governs the flat 5th is evil. It sounds like very sinister. And on the guitar, it's like if you do a lower note, like I'm doing 6 string, 6 fret, and it's like diagonal. And it's very sinister sounding. And the tune that people always associate with it is Maria from West Side Story. Maria. So you would play like the notes are B flat, E, and then F. If you try that, it's between that B flat and E is a flat 5. And that interval was actually banned in, music teachers love to tell the story, it was banned in the Middle Ages. You were not allowed to use the, you really could have been excommunicated back then for playing like, you know, because it sounds like that, invoking the devil, you know. And then you have modern examples, like not necessarily modern because it's 40 years old by this point, but the first Black Sabbath album, you hear it goes, like that. That's the introduction. And it's just, you have the church tower bells and the sound of thunder and Ozzy's crazy voice, you know, and it's, you know, and it just sounds all nasty and wicked. So that's the flat fifth, very distinctive. Tough to sing maybe, but if you could sing Maria, let's do it in B flat again. Yeah. Try singing it somewhere else, like somebody pick another note. I try to stay within like male and female vocal ranges, which are like generally, this is just an aside, like B flat's good key for both men and women, and so is like maybe B or A or whatever. But so if I did like A, can you sing the flat five of that? It's not easy because. So sing Maria. It's not easy to sing. So it might be better. Sometimes intervals are better conceived from a consonant to a dissonant than to start with a dissonant. What I mean by that is you start with Star Wars. Star Wars. And then everything goes south. Star Wars. Yeah. So you might, or if you do a wedding, let's do a wedding that goes south. You know, here comes the bride.
Right?
That's pretty funny. So those things aren't necessarily that easy to sing, but they're easy to hear. If I did another one, let's say, how about, see if you can sing Maria there. And if you can't, sing Star Wars and take it down a half step.
Can I hear that again?
Here it is. It's when, I'll pause for a minute, and when someone thinks they got it, you can, I guess you would sing it. We're doing a lot more singing this class than we did last time. I'm gonna lead you guys there because it's tough to conceive. We're gonna sing Star Wars. So sing with me, Star. And then. Take it down. Yep. So now you got. But you'll certainly have no trouble hearing it. Like, so far, the new intervals we did are major 7 and flat 5. So we're just going to test you on those two, and you're going to tell me which one it is. Don't say it out loud, but we'll raise our hands. So I'll play a note first. All right, who thinks that's Take On Me, and who thinks that's Maria? So who thinks that's a flat 5? Raise your hand. Who thinks that's a major 7? Raise your hand. Okay, one person got it right. Actually, a minority got it right this time. It's It actually sounds a little dissonant too, doesn't it? Even though it's a quote-unquote major interval. If you play them both together, a root and a seventh, it can sound very dissonant. If I play a C and a B together, it sounds weird. But if you hear it in context, it sounds quite pretty. So it's all about context, these things. But anyway, that was a major 7. I'll just keep testing you on this. It's either going to be a flat 5 or a major 7. Here we go. Again. How many people think it was a flat 5? How many people think it was a major 7? Nope, here's a flat 5. You're right. So. Yep. All right, one more. Okay, how many people think that was a flat 5? How many people think that was a major 7? Nice job.
That one sounds way more different than the first one.
Yeah. It's interesting, with the different octaves, yeah. All right, one more. I keep doing the same note.
Maria.
Thanks for spoiling this for everyone else, Maria. I'm just kidding. Suppose the minor third is probably very important because, you know, chords are either major or minor, and it's the third that determines whether it's major or minor. As far as the song that would go with it, you have a lot of choices. You know, my first, I'm Iron dating Man. Myself. What?
Iron Man.
Oh, okay, you heard Iron Man. That's cool. I was going to date myself similarly and say Smoke on the Water. It would be... So that here from here to here. So if either of those work for you, like... Or... But let's see what they have on the website. They have a much more respectable musical example of Green Sleeves. So the first two notes of Green Sleeves. That's actually very easy to pick out. Which is an interesting ear training exercise. You can always tell whether a chord is major or minor because one is and the other one is. Right? So the minor third's a big deal to be able to hear that. And one sound, it just sounds darker, doesn't it? It sounds somber or more serious. Right? And the major sounds bright. So, ear training for major or minor thirds. Here we go. Only I'm going to play a note and then you tell me whether it's minor or major. Alright, how many people think that's minor? How many people think it's major? Alright, so we got half and half. It's a minor third because if you do or if you do if anything, Smoke on the Water is a little more distinctive and obvious, you know, so.
Can we hear the major for comparison?
Oh, yeah, good question. We should do major. Now, can you hear? And then similarly, is this a major or minor chord? It's major, and is this minor, or I just gave it away. All right, can you hear that? So let's do a different, let's do just the chord. All right, I'll turn my back so you don't watch. And what about this? You can totally hear it. And that's the heart of it. Or... You could also do cucaracha, like a... Wait, no, that might not be right. It might be Hey, that's not right. Is that right? Is it 1-3-5? Yeah, it is right. It's just not in that key. all right, cool. So far we've done all except three of the intervals. All right. The flat two is one of my favorites because it's easy to remember because it's the Jaws theme. When you do a note, and then the note immediately above it. Yeah, it's the Jaws theme. And let's just hear what they have on the website for the flat two.
But not Jaws.
Oh, it says Jaws right here. Yeah. It says Jaws right here. So, ear training, I'm going to do only the intervals we've done so far. The major seven, the flat five, the flat three, and the flat two. You ready? Trying to make up my mind. And don't call it out. Alright, how many people think it's a flat two? How many people think it's the flat three? How many people think it's the flat five? And how many people think it's the major seven? Good, everybody got it right. It's the flat five. And then how about this next one? Again? How many people think it's the flat two? How many people think it's flat three? How many people think it's flat five? How many people think it's major seven? Nice job, you guys. How'd you do it? Did you sing take home? Nice. All right, good job. How about this? How many people think it's flat two? There's a, you ever hear a song called Boris the Spider?
Spider who?
You guys need to hear that. It's a classic song. Silly, silly song. Wait. Whatever. And then at one point it goes, too, right? That's what I think of when I hear that. I guess you have to know the song first. So that's pretty good, you guys. One more testing. Let's see. Alright, so how many people think it's flat 2? How many people think it's flat 3? Alright, good. You guys all got it. It's a flat 3. Alas, my love, da 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 da. Or we got a good group. Everybody's getting right. And so the ones that remain are the flat 6 and the flat 7. I was learning flat 7. I always liked this Jimi Hendrix song called Stone Free. And the very first, anybody know that song? The very first thing you hear is a harmonics, and it goes like that. That's a flat 7, and then it goes. Does this sound familiar to anybody? We have a couple people nodding, but some other people are nodding the other direction.
This harmonic?
Yeah, between like the 6th and the 4th string, if you do a harmonic, then that's a flat 7. But other than that, I don't know what tune you can use to memorize that. On the website, they have somewhere on by West Side Story, or I mean not by West Side, from West Side Story, and let's just listen to it. Here it is. Okay. So there's a... So that those particular notes are B and A. So mess around with those. It would be an octave down a whole step if you would look at it like that. Instead of counting do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and then down a half step, you just find the octave and go down 2 frets if you're looking for how to play it. Try singing it a little bit like if I play. There's a place for us. That make any sense? Did everybody not know that tune before? You didn't know it? Okay, well now you do. If you think of your own, or if you can look this stuff on up on the web too, like alternate songs that have a flat 7 interval, and maybe you'll hit on one that. Alright, but now we're gonna test you between major 7 and flat 7 only. Here we go. And which one is that? Flat? Who says flat? Good. Well, what about this? Well, just to be nice, I'm gonna do the same tonic. And that's. So now you can hear both. All right, so just between the 2 sevens, here we go. How many think it's minor? Or flat, that is. And how many think it's major? Good. All right, next. How many think it's minor? 1. How about the rest of you? Think it's major?
I think it's minor.
What's that?
Minor.
So we have one person says minor and the other people.
It's
there's a place for us. So it is indeed minor. Okay? If you were stuck, you would go like this. Take me. And that does not sound right. Do not sound clip that and send it around that I can't sing or something. So you could do it by osmosis. You could also go. You could go somewhere. Nope, doesn't sound right. So like that. So these are all. If you're ever having trouble, you will run into trouble as you practice. How do you practice? You sing them. You can go. I'm digressing for a minute. How do you practice? You can do a ton. If you like to sing, if you're a music geek like me, you can sing like in the car and stuff, and you go like do re do. Do, mi, do. I like numbers instead of solfege. Mm-hmm. Solfege is the Italian syllables, do, re, mi. So I like to go 1, 2, 1, 1, 3, 1, 1, 4, 1, 1, 5, 1, 1, 6, 1, 1, 7, 1, 1, 8, 1, and now the minors. 1 flat 3, 1, 1 flat 2, 1, 1 flat 5, 1, 1. We didn't do the flat 6 yet, so I'll skip that. But 1 flat 7, 1 flat 7, 1, like that. And it takes time and discipline. You can't just learn, like, yeah, you learn to recognize them, that's your first step, but you do have to really internalize this stuff. And when you're listening to melodies, you know, just do the first two notes. Your favorite song comes on the radio, or just think of your favorite song. Like, someone give me a famous song right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah? Okay, perfect. So, I heard there was a secret chord. So, should we do that, or should we do the chorus bit? You choose.
Chorus bit.
I have to get there to hear. Hallelujah. Here we go. So, hallelujah. All right, so right there, I'm thinking, first, I got to get the tonic. In which case, I'm going to speed to the end. Usually the tonic is, sometimes it's the first note, but not as reliably as the last note is the tonic. I'm going to go, hallelujah. That. I need to know that before I can do anything else. You need to know what you're comparing something to. And that's so hallelujah. So don't play anything yet because we don't know what key that is, but that's the first note of hallelujah, and I'm comparing to right? Now I know the answer, but think about that. Here's the tonic. And the first note is okay. So compare those two. I'll let you chew on that for a second. I'll play them on guitar. And then see if you can associate one of the other songs we did to name the interval that's there. And how many people think it's flat 2? How many people think it's a major 2? How many people think it's flat 3? How many people think it's 3? Okay, we got a lot of votes for 3. And you guys are right, because you could hear oh-la-dee, oh-la-da. So hallelujah, and from there you just keep going, like the second note, hallelujah. Now you could compare that to the first note, but now I don't prefer to do it that way. I prefer to compare all the notes to the tonic. So that's Star Wars, so it's 3-5. So now I know it's 3-5-6-6, 6-5-3-3. 3-5-6, 3-2-1. Usually at the end it's going to go back to...
And so if it's starting on a 3, is it likely that that's also the chord, which will be a minor something something?
No, it could be a 1 chord, because chords are 1, 3, and 5.
Okay, so it's a 1 chord where you're...
But in this particular case, it's actually a... No, it's right, it's right. It's a 1 chord. Wait, hang on, I'm getting confused now. Oh, that very first note, sorry. Is over a 1. And then when it gets to the 6th chord, it changes. When it gets to the 6th interval, it changes chords to the 4 chord. Never mind, I'm getting confused. Too much information. Let's just finish up. We have one interval left, which is the flat 6. I have no idea what interval to do. When I was a kid, there was a... Now you know I was into Black Sabbath because I brought it up twice today. But there was a riff that went... And this note, you know, which also sounds kind of sinister, a half step up above Star Wars. Da, 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 but instead it's... Right? So I don't know what they're going to say here for minor 6th. But let's just look at it. It says the Entertainer. It says here the Entertainer has 2 pickup notes that are minor seconds and then bounces on 3 minor 6th intervals in a row that are super memorable. Here it is. So, that makes more sense. Sorry. So I'm going D, D sharp, E to C. From E to C is your, like if you know a C chord, obviously we all know C chord, and you play like the fourth string to the second string, then that's your interval of a minor second. My only problem with that is that you're comparing it to... See, I prefer to hear it with the tonic in the bass. Like, it sounds like a third to me. It's like a six. This is music theory stuff. A minor six going one way is a major third going the other way. Like, if I went C, that would be a third. But if I go C, it's a minor six. But my ear still hears it as a third. So I don't know how to teach this part. And it'd be interesting to hear. I do have a three-part ear training series for commuter audio that all you guys you have access to just by requesting it for free for being a monthly student. This ear training class is extra for now, but it's not always going to be free. But those things are always free, the commuter audio. But I honestly don't remember how did I teach the minor six, because I prefer to hear the minor sixth as... And I don't know what the song is for that, other than my little Black Sabbath version. Or maybe there's a note it's like the third note of Crazy Train. That. See, I prefer to hear it like that because it sounds more like a minor. It doesn't sound like, what I mean is, if you did between this and this, it doesn't sound like this. Where it's the third to the fourth. Does that make any sense at all? I'm getting off the deep end, but that's just my little hang up. I prefer to hear it. Alright, so let's just do the minor sixth versus the major sixth. I'm gonna play them and you'll tell me if it sounds like NBC or Crazy Train. Let's use Crazy Train. I don't like the other example. It would be the fourth note of Crazy Train. Okay? So, and here's the major or minor sixth. You tell me. Who thinks it's minor? Who thinks it's major? All right, good. So everybody came up with minor lines or the NBC. Yeah, good. Next, same. It's got to be the minor, but I'm just letting you hear it before we move on. You know. All right, next one. What do you think, minor or major? Minor?
Yeah.
It is minor. And if you do want to check yourself, you would sing Star Wars, like, right? As opposed to Star Wars, you know. You can go nuts with this stuff. Here we go. Here's the next one, major or minor. Wait, that's the same key I gave you before. Never mind. How about this? Which one? Minor or major? Minor?
Major.
Yeah. Good. It's in. Nice job. You guys are rocking it. So I'm going to do a global test as we wrap this up. We've done all 12 intervals. And I'll tell you what. I'm going to do only the minor intervals first. The flat 2. I'm going to review what they are. Here's. That's flat 2. Here's. That's flat 3. They was green sleeves. Or. Alright, so, and then the next one is flat 5. Maria. And then. And then that was 6. And then here's 7. There's a place for us. So that's all our choices. Alright, so I'm only testing on the minors. Here we go. Again. Alright, and in this case, I'll let you call them out if you... Should we do it? No, let's do it democratically. Who thinks it's flat 2, flat 3, flat 5, flat 6, flat 7? Alright, again. So sing your There's a Place for Us and see if you're correct, because everybody voted for flat 7. There's a place for us. Does Sound right, or does it sound like you're getting weird?
No.
If it's not that, then it's the
sixth. Or this. Well, all right, I'll tell you what. If it's the flat seven, then if you sang the six, it should be just above that. So, N, B, C, right? So, you have to go up from there, right?
Yeah.
See what I mean? If you're at six, that's your flat seven. Was that the same as this? No, it wasn't.
Flat six.
Now let's try the Star Wars thing. Go up a half step from there. Star Wars. And now what do we got? See, I told you it was going to get hard, but if you use the other information, easy information, to get to harder information, it solves a lot of problems. It's good to get stuff wrong. You want to get stuff wrong, because then you don't... It forces you to internalize. So here we go, another one. Alright, how many people think it's flat two? Everybody got that right? You gotta call, go home and listen to... Boris the Spider. Classic song. Anyway. let's do another one. Here we go. Again. Alright. How many people think it's flat 2? How many people think it's flat 3? There's one for flat 3. How many people think it's flat 5? And how many people think it's flat 6, flat 7? No. Everybody wrote it for flat 5 except for one person. But it's Maria. Does that sound right? If you're not sure, you would go, here comes the bird, like that, if you can make yourself, it's not always easy to hear half steps, you know, when they're off key, but very good. How about one couple more? What do we think on that? If you're not sure, I know this gets tough. Let's sing the whole scale. Again, here's the interval. Right, and we're gonna sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La. Let's stop on La for a minute, because somebody said six. We're gonna see if that's right. No, it's not right, is it? And is my note above or below the sixth? And so let's go up a half step. You go Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La. And so therefore we arrive at what kind of seven?
Awesome.
Absolutely. Very good, you guys. That's how to practice it. You got to practice this stuff. But when you're driving, you know, get the tune, the first note of the most memorable part, but you have to find the tonic first. That's the toughest part. Or ask me for the commuter audio. There's 3 whole hours of me gibbering on like I did today. And having some fun and playing different things. There's a transcribing on volume 3. There's like a Ed Sheeran song that we transcribe and stuff like that, just on the fly. But overall, I'm very impressed, you guys. Well done.